I understand that a strong woman standing up to you is met with such... Well, what's a high-order word I can use to make myself sound clever? With, is met with such flocky-knocky-nihilipilification. But... can you throw them out, please? No, not all of the millions and millions of them that I've advocated to be let in over the last years. Just like, just the ones that are shouting at me. Yeah, can you throw them out? Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the British 2024 election result, and specifically that it is not being understood in the right way. The big, big thing that happened is not the Reform Party getting 5 seats while winning 4 million votes, whereas the Liberal Democrats got 72 seats, winning 3.5 million votes, showing you there's a fundamental problem with the first-past-the-post system. The big story is not the wipeout of the Conservative Party down to 121 seats, the lowest in its history. The big story is not the massive majority absurdly gained by the Labour Party based on just 35% of the vote. The big story is that, as I predicted in an earlier video, based on what happened in the council elections, we now have the sectarian politics of Northern Ireland in England. And we are in denial about that. This is the first time since 1885, when Liverpool elected a Sinn Féin Member of Parliament, because there were so many Irish people living in Liverpool, that we have had clear voting for people simply because of their ethnic background and their religion. And for no other reason. And this is the big change that's happening. And that is what I want to look at. Now, before I do that, though, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you subscribe on Substack, where if you support me, if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. And where I can, you get all the based content, all of the in-person interviews, and all of the spicier stuff that I dare not put on YouTube. So please go and do that. Right, now back to the video. So what has actually happened? Well, what the media are essentially afraid to talk about, it should be enormous news, is that despite the fact that we have a first-past-the-post system, which makes it incredibly difficult for anybody ever, other than the Conservatives, Labour, or in some places in the country, the Liberal Democrats, to be elected, not only in the face of that were five Reform candidates elected, it's in the face of overwhelming odds that they would not be, but so were... a number of pro-Palestinian, one suspects fundamentalist Muslim, independent candidates. What one might perhaps suggest are Islamist candidates. And they were elected in constituencies with very strong Muslim proportions of the vote, which is showing you that these people are organised, these people are united, and these people are prepared to vote into the British Parliament, people who are of their ethnic group, of their religion, simply, i.e. South Asian Muslims, simply because they are like them. Now, once that happens, you have sectarian politics. And once that happens, democracy is over. People are no longer voting for the policies. People are voting for the individuals who are from their ethnic group. And a very interesting book called Ethnic Conflicts by Tatu Vanhanen showed many years ago that democracy cannot be sustained in multi-ethnic societies because such societies heavily reduce social trust because people tend to trust those who are genetically relatively similar to them. They also reduce social trust even among the natives because the natives correctly conclude that certain of their number may collaborate with the outsiders against them to gain power over them, with the result that if there is no social trust, a certain optimum level of trust is the essence of democracy. Too much trust and you slavishly trust the leaders, you don't hold them to account, but too little trust and you will never accept the veracity of an election result ever again. and also you won't vote based on policy, you'll vote based on your own ethnic interests. And that is what is now happening. And so this is the beginning of the death, now symbolised in this result of the death of democracy in England. And I suggest that it's only going to get worse. You're only going to get more and more political polarisation, whereby there will increasingly essentially be a Muslim group in Parliament, and perhaps even a group that though they won't dare say so, is the white interest vote in Parliament. It's the death of democracy. You as Tatu Vantanen showed, that 66% of the variance between countries in ethnic violence is explained by ethnic diversity. With ethnic diversity, you cannot have democracy. And this is what has occurred. And if you look at these candidates, interestingly, they are, well, there's Jeremy Corbyn in Islington North, who stood as an independent and managed to win, essentially pro-Palestine and anti-Israel. But then you have really quite educated people. They want to sort of dismiss these people as yobs and thugs and whatever, like in the way that Jess Phillips tried to dismiss the people that heckled her. And she said, oh, they don't represent anyone in my constituency. Well, that's nonsense, because she almost lost her seat. She barely scraped through against a Workers' Party candidate, i.e. a candidate of George Galloway's pro-Palestine party, who was Muslim. She barely scraped through. So they represent a substantial proportion of people in her constituency. And she also said, oh, it's because they were men, they were behaving like that because they were men. Well, there weren't any white men behaving like that, were there? They were fundamentally South Asian Muslims, and that's because they were her opponents. And they live in a patriarchal society in which it's not going to be the women that are going to be sent out to behave like that, it's going to be the men. So she's just in denial about the fact that her policies, what she has advocated over her whole political career, i.e. open borders to South Asian Muslims coming into the country and coming into her constituency, has meant that she has almost lost her seat, has meant that she was heckled so badly that she went back to her car and cried, apparently, has meant that there were dirty tricks that you might get in like an election in a South Asian, you know, anti-democratic, undemocratic country where one of her supporters' tyres was slashed and so forth, has meant all of this horrible stuff. It's her policies that brought that in, and she's in denial about it, trying to claim, oh, it's because they're men, it's toxic masculinity. No, it's not. It's South Asian Muslims voting, who are appalled by what's happening to their fellow Muslims in Palestine, voting in their own ethnic interests. And so you have Leicester South, someone called Shokat Adam, who's an optometrist, a senior doctor, a consultant. You have in Dewsbury and Batley, Iqbal Muhammad, who is an engineer. And by the way, he got 40% of the vote in Dewsbury and Batley, 40% of the vote. And the percentage of people in that seat, in Batley anyway, that are Muslim is 40%. Then you have Adam Khan, who is a solicitor in Blackburn, who was elected. And you have another Khan, Ajub Khan, in Birmingham Peribar, who is a barrister. So these are highly educated, these aren't yobs, these are highly educated, intelligent people who are also fundamentalist Muslims, Islamists, who, I suppose, who are leaders of their community and who the Muslim groups within that seat are sending into Parliament to represent them. And this is something which the natives cannot do because the natives are disunited. What you have in these Muslim communities is highly united communities. They have a sense of themselves as being foreigners, a sense of themselves as being outsiders, a sense of themselves as having to strive harder than a native would for the same thing. They are highly religious and believe they have a sense of eternal destiny. Many of them will regularly go to the mosque and whatever, where they will be preached out on how to vote. So you have this cohesive community that feels, rightly or wrongly, under attack, and it votes in its own ethnic interests, in much the same way that in Zimbabwe, under Ian Smith, the tiny white minority felt under attack because they were a minority and thus voted in their ethnic interest very specifically, in much the same way that the Afrikaners in South Africa, a tiny minority, felt under attack and voted in their ethnic interests back when it was okay for people of European descent to do that. And that is what you have. Are you ready for the future of the West?